Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 8th Venice International Film Festival. I'm glad to be joined by Michelle Franco, who's here to present Memory.
Piacere, sono contento di tornare alla mostra.
Ok, so, do you want to speak Italian?
No, provo un po', però non parlo veramente.
Yes, this film is exploring the concept of memory, but at the same time, something you just said made me think that you said, if you don't know who you are you yourself? And so I was wondering, is this film also exploring the concept of identity in a way?
Absolutely. I don't like that idea of finding yourself. I believe more in building yourself and building your identity. And of course, that changes through the years. But also through the years, broken people sometimes decide to retire from society and to simply, you know, when you're young, you have dreams or ideas, or you think you're going to reach to some point. And with age, many people just settle with whatever, you know, they were able to achieve. And I don't like that idea. And these characters really make the most out of their mature years, I hope.
I have to say that in a moment, without saying too much, I felt like they were both two, I don't know, 13-year-old people, you know, living their first love. It felt that fresh, you know, that intimate, that emotional. Am I correct?
Well, I'm glad you're saying that, because I often would refer to their characters like that, like it, without it being silly, without it being melodramatic. It should be like a first love somehow. In a way, it might be for him. I don't want to spoil the movie by giving away too much, but in a way, it is a first love for him somehow. And for her, I mean, it is probably her first love. I mean, she's been broken forever since she was a kid and never gave herself a chance. And she's just doing the best to be a good mother. But now she's finally leaving something for herself. And the daughter even helps in that respect.
I love their daughter.
Yeah, she's great, that kid.
I was thinking, I was reflecting on another thing. Like, in terms of remembering the past, do you think that we can really build a life in the present if we don't process and make peace with what came before? I mean, do we have to make peace with our past?
Well, I'm obsessed with the past, and one of the reasons why I wrote this movie is because I'm always revisiting the past, and I'm not necessarily at peace with things. But it's a mistake, because you can't change the past. You should just keep going. So that's in the movie. There's a lot of AA, the meeting.
Yes.
The meetings, and they are very good at that. At letting go and accepting yourself as you are. But it's hard to do. And I went to a lot of meetings as research. And I learned a lot about that.
Talking about research, there's also another topic, obviously, dementia. But that made me think about the fact, and made me feel also guilty in a way, about the fact that we all tend to think about people with a mental illness or a problem with people that we have to put in the box, that whose life is more or less close to an end, or I don't know. It's just like, for this character, he's not allowed to have a life. I mean, to experience things.
Yeah.
And that's what we, on different levels, we all do with people who have problems. They don't fit into categories.
And what's terrible is that it's done out of love. You want to protect the person. You don't want that person to suffer more. So the easiest thing is to retire that person from living, but that's the worst you can do. So there's got to be something in between. And I've been obsessed with that since I shot Chronic, a movie from 10 years ago. The harshest things in life, I think, are often done out of love. And that's very tragic.
When we think we're doing good. One last thing. It's not the first time that you have a female character, female protagonist, but it's been a while since you did your last film with a female protagonist. Why did you choose to look at things from, at least mainly from, even if it's a love story as well, mainly from Sylvia's point of view, Sylvia's life, and why Jessica?
I'm always more interested in writing female characters. The couple of films I did with Tim Roth is because I met him and he said, write for me, and you know, but Chronic was going to be a female character. In this case, we have both. We have Peter and Jessica. I think they're equally interesting. I think they level things. But working with Jessica and Peter was a great pleasure. Jessica is very special. In many ways, very giving. She understands everything about filmmaking, so she's not just worried about her character. She's considering every aspect of making a film. And I'm sure we're going to make many more movies together, both with Jessica and Peter.
Thank you so much, Michel Franco, for talking about Memory screening at the 80th Venice International Film Festival in competition.
Thank you very
Come
much.
Come back soon. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.